Well, very nice to be here, and I don't know if the topic. I don't know if the topic sounds intimidating.
我不知道这个题目你会不会让你们觉得有点可怕。
If you looked at all of the religions and all of the philosophies that the world has ever known, both ancient and modern, you'd think that it would be way too difficult to understand even in a lifetime.
如果你去想说世界上有那么多宗教跟哲学，你可能会觉得这一花一辈子也学不完吧。
But that really isn't true. Just about every way that humankind has tried to explain existence, life in this world, I think can be grouped into about three categories, three worldviews.
但其实呢，没有你想的这么困难。其实我们人类从有历史开始所想出来的各种解释人类跟世界跟这些存在的方式呢，都不能够脱离这三种世界观。
So tonight, I want to go through each of these worldviews, try to explain them the best I can, and see how each system answers some basic questions.
所以今天晚上我就想跟大家简单来介绍一下这三种世界观，然后这三种不同的系统呢，他们回答了不同的问题。
Questions like, how do we understand the human condition?
比如说呢，我们要怎么样解释人类的境况？
What does each philosophy or religion say about the heart's deepest longing?
那么各种不同的宗教跟哲学怎么样解释人心里面最深的渴望？
And do these worldviews, do these religions offer any solutions to the pain and the confusion that goes along with life?
还有就是这三种世界观有没有解释这世界上有这么多痛苦跟迷惑，令人迷惑的事情，这么多的问题，有没有提供个解答？
In doing this, I want to take you through two different kinds of charts that I've developed over the years that I think they're very simple, but I think that they'll give you a foundation.
那么我制作的这个图表呢，我想是非常简单，但是可以告诉你一个非常基础的概念。
Both charts, if you get interested in this after the evening is over, you can pick up both of them right over here if they're helpful to you.
所以如果你听完了讲这个今天晚上的讲座之后，你觉得这个东西对你很有帮助，你可以拿，我印了很多可以给你们。
And then Sarah mentioned that my main work is with Campus Ministry, and I have a couple of posters for our weekly events if you're interested in those.
那么我也是有一个学生的事工，所以我们这边有介绍我们的活动，所以你如果有兴趣，你也可以拿。
Okay. So, let's take a look at the chart, and I guess I can look this way, and you can look this way.
好，所以我们可以看这边，你们可以看后面。
Okay.
看前面。
So let's start at the end. Let's start over here with pantheism.
那么我们就先从最右边开始哈，讲到这个泛神论。
This is a term that comes from the words pan, which is a Greek root for everything.
所以泛神论这个泛字呢，在希腊文的字根里面意思就是说所有的。
And then theism is a belief in God. So the basic understanding of pantheism is everything is God.
那么 theism 就是有神论，那么泛神就是所有的东西都是神。
Not only is everything God, but you could equally say God is everything.
你可以说所有东西都是神，你也可以说神是所有东西。
The primary way to understand the explanation of this is to understand that when people use the word God in this system, it's an impersonal God. There's no personality involved.
那么在泛神论里面，当人说神的时候呢，其实这个神是没有位格的，神是没有思想、意志跟感情的，好像一股力量一样。
How many of you have seen the movies, the Star Wars movies?
你们谁看过星际大战电影？
Raise your hand if you okay. So you have heard of the Force, right?
你们听过这个力量吧？
Yeah, and they like to say in that movie, "The Force be with you."
是不是叫原力？ Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, 我没有看过。Yeah.
So you're going to understand this right away then, because the Force in Star Wars is a very good symbol of what we're talking about when we talk about pantheism.
所以当我们说这个泛神论里面的这个神的话，就好像在说这个星际大战里面的这股原理一样的意思。
The Force isn't a person; it's kind of like divine electricity that runs through everything.
那么这个原力呢，它并不是一个人，它就是好像电力一样、电流一样，只不过是在所有的东西里面都有。
So often, and then also, most of the pantheistic religions are Asian.
那么大部分的支持泛神论的宗教呢，刚好都是东边亚洲的宗教。
However, it is the basic religious belief of much American Indian religion.
不过呢，美国的原住民他们很多的这些宗教也是泛神论为基础。
Also, in very primitive societies, when we talk about animism or animistic religions, that also is usually mostly pantheism.
在这些原始、比较原始未开发的部落里面，通常他们相信的这些有关精灵的这种信仰，也都是这个所谓泛神论的基础。
Okay. Now, when we're talking about world religions and worldviews, a lot of questions come up about what is the meaning of that? What is the meaning for us?
那么当我们在说这些世界观的时候，我们就必须要问一个问题，就是这对我们来讲有什么意义？
And in a little bit of time here, I'm going to ask those questions and see if we can together figure out the answers. But right now, I want to move on to naturalism.
那么接下来，我们等一下还要再回来问这个问题，但现在我们先来看下一个，就是自然主义。
Pantheism had said that everything is one thing, and that one thing is divine, but it's not a person.
那么泛神论说的呢，就是这个神他是在所有东西里面，但是他并不是有位格的。
Naturalism, the worldview in the middle, says basically that there is no God.
那么自然主义所宣称的呢，就是其实没有神。
There's nothing that is either personal or impersonal that one could call God.
不管有位格或是没有位格，都没有所谓神这个概念。
That everything that exists is physical.
所有东西就是我们看到的物质的东西，就是所有的东西了。
And another commonly used word for this worldview probably could be atheism.
然后其实呢，这个所谓自然主义也就是无神论了。
Now that has a lot of implications again for who we are and what the world is, but we'll pick that up in a little bit.
那么自然主义的话，当然也就是有它的宣称，我们人是谁，还有这个世界是什么样子，我们等一下再回来回答这个问题。
Okay, let's move now to the worldview over here. Let me say that describe to you the circles that I have drawn up here.
那么现在呢，我们来看到最左边的这个，我来解释一下这些圆圈是什么意思。
The reason that there's only a circle, one circle for each for pantheism and naturalism, is that all of reality is contained in one circle in these or there.In pantheism, God and the universe are one, so it's just expressed by one reality.
所以这个泛神论跟自然主义的宣称呢，就是他们用一个圈来代替，是因为不管是有神还是没有神，都是我们所看到的这个世界一个这个现实世界就代表了所有的东西。
In a similar way, naturalism is represented by one circle.Because everything is physical and it's contained by that one physical reality.
自然主义也是一样，因为所有的东西都是就是在我们看得见的物质上面，所以就是用一个圆圈代表这世界上所有东西。
But in the theistic worldview, And let me go ahead and name those religions that are theistic. We would start with Judaism.
那我们现在讲到这个有神论，那有底下有哪些宗教呢？首先就是犹太教。
And then from Judaism comes Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity.
然后犹太教底下出了耶稣基督，也就是基督教的创始人，可以这么说。
And then 6 centuries later, Islam comes along.
然后大概六世纪以后就有了伊斯兰教。
But going back almost as early as Judaism, there's another world religion that appeared that is called Zoroastrianism.
那么在更久以前，也就是大概跟犹太教的起源差不多的时间的时候，有另外一个宗教也是有神论，那么他们大概就是拜火教。
Near the end of the talk, when we kind of have an understanding not only of what the worldviews are, but how they answer certain questions, I want to come back then to Christianity.
在我们全部讲完了这三种世界观之后，我想要再回来讲基督教。
Okay, theism says that.
Do you want to go back to?
Oh,
the last.
Yeah, let's. Okay, so how?
That's the next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm a technological genius. The reason I have drawn two circles is because we really have to, in theism, understand that there are two realities.
那么在 go ahead. 在基督教里面，我们必须要画两个圆圈，是因为必须有认同，就是有两个现实，两个世界。
Two realities. If you wanted a philosophical term for this, we would call it dualism.
也就是二元论。
Okay.
I don't know if I translate that there, right?
All right. Well, I'll explain what that is. So God in this category of thinking is personal. He's an all-powerful being.
所以在这个思想里面呢，神是有位格的，他是一个全能的神。
We might want to say he's an infinite personal being.
我们甚至可以说他是一个能力是无限的一个存在。
It's not really hard to understand what personal means. All we have to do is think about ourselves and those we know. We all have intelligence and personality. We have reasoning abilities. We have emotion. And we have creative abilities.
有位格这个词呢，怎么理解呢？其实不是太难理解，你就想人就是了。我们是什么样子的呢？我们是有意志、有感情、有创造力、有情绪、有个性的。
And so does God. But he is not limited by the same limitations we have.
那么神也是这样，但是呢，他跟我们不一样，他没有像我们那么多的限制。
From God comes everything else.
从神呢，他造出了世界上所有的东西。
He made everything else.
这全部都是他创造的。
This personal infinite God, is the source of everything.
这个有位格的能力无限的神就是所有东西的来源。
So in the theistic religions, God makes the creation.
所以在这个世界观里面，有神论的世界观里面呢，神是世界的创造者。
Creates the dimension of time for which the creation needs that to go forward.
他也是宇宙就是时间的创造者。
And once you understand that this, you could also say God is always present in the creation, and yet he's outside of the creation.
所以我们可以同时有两种理解，就是呢，神在他所创造的世界当中，但是他又是在这个物质世界以外。
Okay, now it's time. Let's see if this works. Yes. Okay. What I have done here is just listed some of the religions and some of the philosophies that fall under each of these categories.
所以我把不同的宗教跟不同的哲学都分类成这三个世界观。
And as I've already mentioned, under theism, we have Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and Zoroastrianism.
所以我们看到了在这个有神论底下有基督教、犹太教、回教，也就是伊斯兰教，还有拜火教。
Way over on the right, under pantheism, you have religions that perhaps where you have come from in China or Taiwan or other places, you would know. Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, and then also a religion from India. Hinduism comes from India, and Jainism.
这些呢就比较是来自东方的宗教啦，可能是中国或印度的地方，然后所以就包括这个印度教、佛教、道教，包括孔孟思想也是哈。
Now I already mentioned that animism, which is kind of a tribal religion that you find all over the world, its basic structure is pantheistic.
这个 animism 哈，有点就是说所有的东西里面有灵的这种想法，也是在各个比较原始的部落里面全世界不同的，他们都是有类似的说法。
Now let me explain the bottom part of the chart here because it sometimes is confusing. Actually, before I do that, let me just mention those philosophies and ways of looking at reality that fall under naturalism.
然后我现在再来解释一下这个自然主义底下有的哲学。
And I will describe these a little bit. Nihilism is the idea that there is no meaning in anything.You have no meaning, I have no meaning, the universe has no meaning.
虚无主义就是世界上所有一切都是没有意义的，我的存在没有意义，你的存在没有意义，这个宇宙的存在也没有意义。
The philosophy of existentialism is a human attempt to find meaning where there is no meaning.
那么存在主义呢，就是人类在这个没有意义的世界当中试图想要寻找给自己一个生存的意义，也就是找到其实是没有意义，但是我们要给自己意义。
Which is very interesting because it tells you that we can't live without meaning.
这也就是非常有趣的一件事情，就是说，如果这世界上其实没有意义，我们为什么要去找寻意义呢？就是因为我们其实不能够这样没有意义的生存下去。
You may have heard of the term postmodern.
也许你也听过所谓的后现代主义。
That is really just a development from naturalism that analyzes language.
那其实后现代主义就是自然主义用研究语言的方式后面衍生出来的另外一种东西。
And I think that this is important for us to get a hold of because it is a very common and popular view over at the university.
那么后现代主义呢，其实在我们的学校校园里面是非常流行的，被广泛接受的一种想法，所以我们需要了解一下。
Basically, it means that with our language, we say things that we think are real, but there's no way of proving that.
也就是说呢，我们用我们的语言讲出来一些话，然后我们认为我们讲的是事实是真的，但是其实没有办法证明我们讲的是真的。
Postmodernism says, I may want to tell you what's true, but that's just a truth for me, not necessarily for you.
那么这个后现代主义也就是说呢，我现在告诉你这个真理，但其实我并不能够确定这就是真理，这只能说是我个人主观认为的真理而已。
On the other hand, being a Christian and not a postmodern, when I tell you that Jesus is Lord or that God created the universe, I really am thinking that I am telling you what is true.
作为一个基督徒呢，我当然不是后现代主义的拥护者，所以当我告诉你说耶稣基督是主，或者说神创造了世界的话，我真的在告诉你我认为是事实的东西。
It should be mentioned then also that several political and philosophical movements and scientific movements come out of this worldview, including Darwinism and evolution, Marxism and communism.
那么有一些政治的、哲学的，还有科学的主义，也是从这一个世界观里面出来的，也就是像比如说达尔文主义啊、进化论啊，还有马克思主义、
okay.
共产主义等等。
Now the bottom part of this chart just tries to list some lesser known religions and cults and movements that.That you probably have heard of, but they don't have quite the scope of a major world religion.
那么在底下所列出的就是比较小的这些宗教或运动，他们的影响比较不如上面的这些主要的宗教来的大。
And I've tried to put them in categories. None of these are under naturalism. I've got some under theism, some that are definitely pantheism, and then some of them seem to me to be somewhere in between. And so, for instance, the Mormons, you might think were theistic, but if you really analyze them, they are in between theism and pantheism.
那么我们在泛神论这边有一些，在有神论这边有一些，但是中间这个呢，并不是自然主义的，其实没有自然主义的这些比较小的宗教，他们都是有一点点在中间的，有一点像比如说摩门教，又是有神论，但是又是泛神论。
Okay. For now, that's all I want to do with this chart. We don't have a lot of time tonight, so I think it'll be more helpful to you if we go on to the next chart, and I'll show you what I've done with that.
那么现在呢，我们时间不多，我们就赶快看到下一个图表。
Okay. There are probably very many questions that we would want to ask each of these worldviews, each of these religions.
也许你会很想要问很多问题，有关这些世界观跟宗教。
You can see the question on the left here.And there are nine of them in this chart. And so the questions go like this. What is the ultimate or highest reality?
There's a laser pointer on that thing.
I'm sorry?
There's the laser pointer. You can point.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
This is very clever. Yes. What is the ultimate or highest reality? And we've already gone over that. In some cases, it's a personal God. In some cases, it's an impersonal God. And then...In naturalism, the highest reality is the physical universe, which has created itself, and we give the term evolution to that.
所以第一个问题就是，这个世界最高的现实到底是什么 ？OK， 所以如果在有神论里面的话，当然就是神；在自然主义里面呢，就是物质世界；然后泛神论里面就是在神在所有的东西里面。
OK, very quickly now, I want to go through the other questions, and we're not going to go through every.Explanation here. The second question is the nature and character of the universe and the natural world. That is, our environment, the planet that we live on, the nature of the universe. How do we account for it? What is it?
那么第二个问题就是这个世界呢，到底是什么样的世界？它是怎么来的？它是什么东西？这是第二个问题。
Question three is what is a human being?
第三个问题是人类是什么样 的生物呢
？What are we, in fact?
我们是谁
？And the next question is, how can we as human beings really know anything?
接下来就是我们怎么样才能够得到知识呢？我们作为人类，我们怎么可能用什么方法去得到这个知识
？What I just said about postmodernism gives you a clue that this is a confusing question.
所以，那么按照刚刚我说的这个后现代主义，用那种方法去想的话，其实这个问题实在是很难回答。
If everything I know and everything I say, is my own little world, and everything you know and you say is your own little world, how can we share knowledge?
那么，这后现代主义说的就是，如果你说的东西全部都是你自己的想法、主观想法，对方说的东西也都是他的主观想法，那么我们其实没有办法分享任何知识的。
The next question is a special kind of knowledge, and that is moral knowledge. How do we know what is right and wrong?
下一个问题非常的重要，就是道德的问题。我们怎么知道什么是对，什么是错呢？
That's very important.
这是很重要的一个问题。
If I see someone asleep in a city park, and I can see that I could very easily steal their wallet.
如果我看在公园里面看到一个人在睡觉，那么我看到啊，我可以把他的钱包偷过来。
What stops me from doing that?
为什么我不去这么做呢
？So how do I know that that's right or wrong?
这是很重要的问题，就是我们怎么知道什么是对，什么是错
？Okay, here are a couple of more questions that each religion, each worldview should ask. I think.
还有下面这两个问题，就是每一个宗教都应该要问的问题。
The more you read about world religions and philosophies, almost every single one of them concludes that there is a problem in existence. Human beings live in a world where existence isn't easy. We don't like the problems we have, and we wonder where they come from.
那么所有的宗教呢，到最后他们都会问到这个问题，就是观察这个世界的情况，这个世界是非常的痛苦的，这世界是有问题的，我们不喜欢活在这个世界里面，但我们也没有办法解释他们是从哪里来的。
And again, each of the three worldviews have very different answers to this question.
那么刚刚说的三种世界观也对这个问题有不同的回答。
The next question is, what happens at death? And I think all of us wonder about this and find it a very important question to ask.
最后一个问题就是死后会如何呢？我想我们每个人都是会想这个问题，而且这也是一个非常重要的问题。
Finally, the last two questions, what is the meaning of history?
最后两个问题就是历史的意义是什么？
Is history going to someplace?
历史是有一个目标跟方向的吗？
Is the end of history, is it meaningful?
在历史的尾端的时候会有什么意义吗？
And again, each of the worldviews answers this very differently.
我们再次说这三个世界观都有回答，有不同的答案来回答这个问题。
And then finally, here we go. What life commitments are imperative? What is it necessary for us to do with our lives, given these three explanations, these three worldviews?
那么这三种世界观告诉我们，我们应该要过什么样的生活呢？我们应该要怎么样过我们的人生呢？
So, if you want to explore each question in the three worldview categories, you can pick up a chart and read it at your leisure.I thought that I would look at just a couple of them that I think maybe are the most important.
那这里很多东西我不会一一的去讲，如果你有兴趣你可以来拿这个回去看，我就指出几个我觉得比较重要的事情。
Let's look first at, it would be number three. What is a human being?
好，所以这个就是我们第一个要问的问题，就是人类是什么样的。
We who are Christians, we who believe in a personal God, would point to both the Old Testament and the New Testament that says that we are made in the image of God.
如果基督徒的话，回答这个问题就会说，我们看到旧约、新约里面都圣经告诉我们，我们是按照神的形象造的。
We are God's sons and daughters.
我们是神的儿子跟女儿。
Under naturalism.We all have come about through a process of evolution.
那么在自然主义里面，当然就是说我们人呢，就是进化论所造成的结果。
A seemingly accidental process that somehow has gotten to the place where there is complex human beings.
那么他们。宣称的当然就是这一切都是非常偶然的结果，然后偶然的结果到最后就是有非常复杂的人类。
So a human being under naturalism is merely a highly evolved animal with a rational mind.
所以他们解释人是什么呢？人就是进化的非常高端的有智慧的生物。
Now, pantheism, what is a human being? This is a little more difficult to understand. I'm going to try an explanation. And,
那么泛神论的解释呢，我觉得比较难懂。我试着解释。
When I teach a course on world religions at the Christian colleges, it usually takes a couple weeks for this to start to sink in.
那我在基督教大学教这堂课的时候，通常讲这个概念要好几个礼拜之后，大家才会开始慢慢了解。
Simply put,A human being is a form of the impersonal God.
也就是说呢，人类是这个没有位格的神的某种体现，某种表征。
But because of ignorance, we don't know that.
但因为我们说太愚蠢了，所以我们不知道原来我们就是神。
If we were enlightened, we would understand that we are one with everything.
如果我们呢悟到了的话，那我们就会真的理解，原来我们跟这世界上的一切都是一体的。
And in fact, to achieve this unity with everything is what most Eastern religions call salvation.
那么这些东方的宗教呢，他们所谓的救恩，也就是说，当我们可以跟其他的世界万物融为一体的时候，我们就得到救恩了。
You may have heard of a term that comes from both Hinduism and Buddhism and Jainism, Nirvana.
凡什么的 ，Nirvana 就是佛教跟印度教他们所宣称的，到了一个境界之后，就是得到悟到了之后，他们就到了这个极乐的境界里面。
It's really a state of the understanding mind.
盘什么
？This is pantheism.
Okay, sorry, I don't know that term.
Okay, well, like I said, it's difficult. It's difficult to get. I think. Once you encounter it in the literature, and I can see some of you nodding, so you must be acquainted with some of this.
所以我想你们当中有些人是听过这种说法的。
Well, okay. Now, let's move on though.
好，继续。
What was I going to do next? Number five. How do we know right and wrong? I think that this is very important. In theism, if you believe in a personal God, then God has given us in our hearts and our minds a conscience, a tool to understand His moral law.
所以我们现在看到这个问题就是我们怎么样知道什么是对错，哈，人的道德观是哪里来？那么在有神论里面，当然就是说我们的道德指南针是从神来的，他给了我们这种本能去判断。
We have the ability because of the way He made us to understand right and wrong.
因为神造我们的方式是有道德指南针，所以我们有能力去了解什么是对，什么是错。
If we don't understand it, He has revealed it in the Ten Commandments, in the Sermon on the Mount, and much of the teaching of the Bible.
如果我们不了解什么是对什么是错呢，那圣经里面也启示给我们，就是在十诫里面或者是在登山宝训里面，在圣经里面很多的教导告诉我们什么是对什么是错。
Okay, let's go back to the guy who's asleep in the park and I see I have a chance to steal his wallet.
现在我们再回到那个在公园里面睡觉的人，我看到我有机会可以偷他的钱包。
Why don't I do that?
那是什么阻止我不去这么做呢？
There's more involved than I might get arrested and put in jail.
当然不只是因为有可能我会被抓起来关到牢里面这么简单而已。
I look at this human being asleep and I say to myself, he also is a child of God.
因为我看到这个睡着的人，我可以告诉我自己，他也是神的孩子。
I wouldn't want that done to me if I was asleep in the park.
我们可以设身处地的着想，如果今天是我在公园里面睡着了，我不希望别人偷我的钱包。
So I see this man asleep as being my brother. We are all in this together.
那么我看这个人呢，我可以把他当成是一个兄弟，他跟我同样在这世上同为人类。
And there are certain rules about how we treat each other.
所以我们彼此相待的方式就是有某些规则的。
And again, if you want to follow up on that, the Sermon on the Mount, which is pretty much both in Matthew and in Luke.
那么如果你有兴趣的话，你就仔细去看这个登山宝训，在马太福音跟路加福音里面都有。
Okay. I'm going to do just one more.
好，我最后再问一个问题。
What is the nature of the human problem? Why do we find life painful and troublesome and confusing?
这个问题就是为什么人类是有这个困境的？为什么我们认为人生是痛苦的，有很多麻烦的
？Going by the Bible, the answer under theism is that human beings have staged a rebellion against God.
那么，如果按照圣经的解释，就是呢，因为人反叛了神。
And that rebellion has resulted in God's cursing existence, the earth. It was that rebellion that brought about pain and a separation from God.
因为人一开始叛逆的关系，所以神，因为罪进入世界，然后神就给这世界带来了诅咒，然后才有这么多跟神的分离跟痛苦等等。
This is what the Bible means by sin.
圣经里面说的罪是这个意思。
It's a missing of the mark of everything God wanted for us.
也就是没有达到神的标准跟神的一开始创造的原意。
Now, when you ask what is the problem with life under naturalism, it's ignorance.
那么如果是自然主义的话，他们说人生最大问题是什么呢？就是无知。
And even though life is short and it doesn't go on after we die, the means to making life better is through science and technology.
人生虽然很短，然后又没有什么意义，但是我们还是要让人生过得更好，所以我们透过科技跟医学的发达，就让人生过得更好。
Every once in a while, I read an article that some scientists suppose that through science, we will even be able to find the solution to death.
常常呢，我有时候我偶尔会看到一篇文章，就是科学的期刊的文章说，透过医疗跟科学的研究，有一天人类会找到解决死亡的这个问题。
And I suppose some gullible people think that that's possible.
那么就会有一些很容易受骗的人就以为这个是有可能的。
Under pantheism, the nature of the human problem is also ignorance, but of a different kind.
在泛神论底下呢，人类最大的问题呢也是无知，不过是一种不同的无知。
The ignorance there in the Eastern religions is that we have lost our understanding of our unity with everything.
在这些东方宗教里面，他们说的无知就是我们已经失去了跟世上所有东西合而为一的这种知识。
A Hindu or a Buddhist, they do not like aging or death or disease or pain any more than we do.
印度教跟佛教这些人当然也跟我们一样不喜欢生老病死这些事情。
But they think that if they could simply understand things right, they could accept all of that.
但是他们认为，如果他们可以悟到，真的了解到人生的意义，那他们就可以坦然地接受生老病死。
I find it comforting that God does not expect us to accept death and suffering.
那作为基督徒，我是非常的喜欢圣经的解释，就是神并不期望我们接受死亡。
If you read the last couple chapters of the book of Revelation, there's this wonderful time coming when death and pain and suffering and sorrow, they'll all be gone.
在启示录的最后呢，他又讲到将来会来的这个美好的日子，就是死亡跟罪恶跟所有的受苦都会结束。
Let me pause just a moment because I'm about to go into a whole new area. How much time do we have here, sir? It's 8:30.
Maybe another
15? Okay. Then I want to do this very quickly because with all of this as the background, we Christians say, along with Jesus, that He is the way, the truth, and the life.And no one comes to God except through Him.
所以现在我们已经讲了这么多基础的东西了，我还是要讲基督教所宣称的是什么呢？就是耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。如果不是透过他，那么没有人能到神那里去。
We would be mistaken to accept the idea that Christianity is just another religion.
如果我们说基督教也就是这些宗教其中一个的话呢，那可能就搞错了。
It begins with the uniqueness of Jesus himself.
因为他的特殊之处就在耶稣基督这个人身上。
No one else in history has come from God in the way he has.
没有一个人在历史上面是像耶稣一样这样从神那里来到人世间。
No one else in history has proven himself to be the one and only way to God by being raised from the dead.
过去也没有一个人可以透过从死里复活来证明他是从神来的。
One of the things that this means is that God has done for us what we couldn't possibly do for ourselves.
这也意思就是说呢，神为我们所做的是我们不可能为自己做的。
Because in that one act of Jesus dying and then being raised from the dead, we are given two things.
因为在耶稣从死里复活的时候，我们就得到了两样东西。
We're given forgiveness for everything wrong we've done, all of our sins. They've been wiped out because of the cross.
第一个就是我们得到了宽恕，我们所做的所有的错事、所有的罪过，都是因为十字架上的救恩就一笔勾销了。
And then we have been given victory over death.
然后我们还得到了战胜死亡的确据。
That doesn't mean that our bodies won't die.
这并不代表我们的肉身不会死亡。
It means our souls will never die.
这是代表我们的灵魂不会死亡。
And in the resurrection, we will be given new bodies.
然后我们复活的时候会得到一个新的身体。
I'm looking forward to playing basketball again.
我很期待再继续打篮球。
If you look at all of the religions, you find in Christianity an absolutely unique outcome.
如果你看这所有的宗教的话，你会发现基督教的结果是比较特别的。
In Eastern religions, salvation means that you lose your identity.
在东方的宗教里面呢，救恩代表你失去了你自己的身份。
This image is often used. It's like a drop of water returning to the ocean.
这个他们常用一种比喻，就是水滴回归到大海。
In Christianity, who you are and who I am will be saved and preserved.
但在基督教的宣称里面，我们的身份会被保留下来。
And perfected.
而且会被做成完美的样子。
In heaven, Sarah and I will look at each other and say, "Oh, that's who you were."
在天堂里面的时候，我们弟兄姐妹彼此对看，我们会就说：“哦，原来你真正的样子应该是这样的。”
I'm gonna end with a reading a scripture that I think is very important for what we've been talking about, and then I want to open it up to questions if you have any. This is from 1 John chapter 3 verse 2.
那么我现在读一段经文，就是约翰一书第二章 3:2. Oh, sorry. 第三章第二节。
Beloved, now we as children of now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared what we will be.
亲爱的弟兄啊，现在我们是神的孩子，虽然我们还没有显现出来，我们是神的孩子。
We know that when He appears, we will be like Him because we will see Him just as He is.
我们知道当他显现的时候，我们就会像他一样，因为我们也可以看到他是什么样子。
You and I have a thing to look forward to that is going to change us and turn us into the most marvelous creatures.
将来在我们复活的时候呢，神会把我们变成完美的。
Not that a few of you aren't pretty marvelous already.
当然现在大家都已经非常好了。
Well, I think that's probably good enough for tonight. For some of you, I think this was elementary.
我想我们当中有些人你都已经知道这些了。
And for others, perhaps this is all new.
也许对有些人来说，你今天是第一次听到这些。
You may have thought that Christianity is just another way of saying what other religions say.
也许你会认为基督教也就是其中的宗教一样，像他们一样试着解释这些问题。
But it really isn't. It's unique.
但是其实真的不是，它真的是独一无二的。
Okay, let me stop there and just see what questions you have, or if you want to take something that I was talking about and say more about it, that would be just fine.
所以现在呢，就是开放让大家问问题，有任何的问题或者是评语，你都可以说，中文、英文都可以。She said, "Thank you for the for your presentation."
You'll have to be my ears for me.
Yeah.
I've got supersonic hearing, ordinarily called hearing aids, but sometimes they don't work so well. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
好，对，带了助听器，所以我帮他听。
Yes.
The most glorious form of your body. So I was always curious in terms of when you go to heaven, what exactly is your form? I know that's like an impossible question. Is your form like the form that you had when you were first baptized? For instance, I was baptized when I was 16, or would it be very different? And, you know, I personally look forward to other people that passed away in my younger days, that how exactly will work, or would that not even be a thought when you're in heaven, because there's other more important things to focus on?
Yes, these are very interesting questions, and I think that we have to be very clear about what the Bible says and what it doesn't say.
所以这个有关死后的人，我们到底会变成什么样子？ 这是非常有趣的问题， 但是我们要注意到圣经上面有说什么，然后没有说什么。
The good news is that it really does say quite a lot.
其实圣经里面讲到有关复活之后的身体是讲的挺多的。
What age will look like, it doesn't talk about that.
不过倒没有说我们看起来会是像几岁的样子。
Some people have said it would be good if we all looked like we were about 25.
有的人说呢，要是我们大家看起来是25岁左右的样子，那是挺好的。
I like that because when I was 25, I could dunk a basketball.
我是觉得那样很好，因为25岁的时候可以灌篮。
But we can say this because the apostles saw Jesus, the disciples saw Jesus after he raised from the dead.
那耶稣的门徒是有看到他死后复活的身体的。
And he looked, they recognized him.
他们认得出他。
In a couple cases, he hid his identity from them, but when he didn't, they all recognized him. He was the Jesus that they knew.
他有时候是试着隐藏自己的身份，但是后来又向他们显示他自己，然后他们都认得出他，就是那个之前他们认识的耶稣。
Also, in the book of Revelation, then, John saw Jesus in heaven.
然后在启示录呢，约翰也看到，在天上，天堂上面看到耶稣。
And although he was a glorious being in great light, he was a human being.
虽然他是有极大的荣光，但是他还是有人的形象。
So I expect that we will look like human beings.
所以我想我们看起来还是会像人类的样子。
If you pay attention to the book of Revelation, not only will we look like human beings, but we'll eat, we'll live in cities, the New Jerusalem will come down.
那么在启示录里面呢，说我们不只是还是人类的样子，我们还是会吃东西，而且我们是住在城市里面，因为有新耶路撒冷。
If you're really interested in this, I could recommend a book.
如果你很有兴趣知道这个的话，那么我可以推荐你看一本书。
The title is just Heaven, and it's by Randy Alcorn.
那么这个书的书名就叫做 Heaven, 就是天堂，
yeah.
叫做 Randy Alcorn的人写的。
You know, it's not the Bible, but he does a very good job of addressing questions like that and building his case from the Bible.
那么他就是回答像这一类的问题，不过他的答案全部都是从圣经里面找出来的。
Of course, like with me, it would be your job to compare it to the Bible and see where he's right and perhaps where he's wrong.
那当然，如果我们作为基督徒读这本书，我们就必须要想，哎，他讲的是不是圣经里面真的这样讲了？要稍微比较一下。
But it's an exciting question, isn't it?
不过这是一个很令人兴奋的问题，是吧？
Anybody else?
还有没有其他问题？ So I have a question, actually, Dick. Because I have had conversations with Buddhists and, you know, people of the pantheism worldview, and you will discover that it's impossible to try and reason and use logic to make them see that Christianity works because somehow the system just works for them in their own way.
Yeah.
And so how do you suggest we have this kind of spiritual conversations with people of completely different worldview?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, let's take Buddhism, for instance. Buddhism thinks that arguing rationally, presenting evidence, drawing conclusions, the way our minds work, that in itself is a symptom of our ignorance, and that's why it's hard to talk to them.
Okay, 所以如果你在跟佛教徒想要用证明、用逻辑来解释基督教的话呢，光是人想要试图用逻辑来想事情呢，对佛教徒来说已经是一种无知的表现了。
Also, for Buddhism and Hinduism too, the truth of those religions in their minds does not depend on history.
而且呢，在印度教跟佛教里面，他们所谓的他们认知的事实，也不是在历史里面可以找得到的。
Whereas the truth of Christianity does depend on history. At a certain time, at just the right time, God sends His Son into this world, who does this and this and this and this on His way to the cross, and then after that, in history, He's raised from the dead. Paul, go ahead.
那在基督教里面的说法呢，我们的认知就是跟历史是非常有关系的，因为神在历史当中选择了一个时间让第二位格耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世界上，然后他也按照神所预定的时间上十字架，然后死后复活。
So we Christians want to use our minds and we want to talk logically and we want to talk about history.
所以基督徒呢会想要用我们的理智来用逻辑的方式来研究历史。
However, there is a way, I think, to talk to Buddhists, and because for them, it's the state of one's mind or one's consciousness is very, very important.
对佛教徒呢，我觉得可以这样说，因为他们的思想的 state 状态是非常的重要的。
There's a scripture in Ephesians where Paul says, "I pray that the eye of your heart be enlightened."
在以弗所书里面，使徒保罗说：“我愿你们的心眼被打开。”
That ought to really appeal to a Buddhist thinker.
这个对佛教徒来说可能是很有意思的一句话。
We can talk about how God has given us the Holy Spirit.
我们可以谈论神怎么样把圣灵赐给我们。
And it has changed our mind, and it has changed our heart.
这个圣灵确实是改变了我们的思想，改变了我们的心。
And then, of course, we have to be ready to love them to show that, in fact, our minds and our hearts have been changed.
那么当然呢，我们必须要用爱来证明，向这些佛教徒证明，我们的心跟我们的思想确实已经被神改变了。
So, I think that that's in a simple way, the best way to approach.People who have been who have grown up in Buddhism and other forms of Asian religions. If Sarah had asked me about Islam, I'd have a completely different answer.
不过呢，如果我刚刚是问说我们怎么样跟回教徒、伊斯兰教徒讨论属灵的事，那我就会有完全不同的答案。
Because they believe in rational thought and history.
因为他们相信理智跟逻辑还有历史。
It's just that they have a false history.
只不过他们相信的历史是不对的。
But we have to be careful about how we say that.
那当然你要很小心，你不要直接说你相信历史是不对的。
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Su Xin, you have a question? Oh, okay. Sorry. Anybody else? 把握机会，他可以回答任何问题。
Well, again, if you want to take a look at these charts in a little more detail, just feel free to take one. We didn't hand them out because Sarah says sometimes they get left on the seats. So, but just
好，所以这些图表哈，你可以来拿。如果没有兴趣的，可以不用拿。
Well, I'm always willing to talk about this, so if you're interested, come by the UCF house, and that's where those two there live. And, and I'd be glad to talk to you.
那么我很愿意跟大家再有这些对话，所以如果你有问题的话，你随时可以来找我。我常常在 UCF house. Romy 跟 Elsie 知道 UCF house 在哪里，你们可以问他。Thank you, Dick.Very much for coming out.